go again. Get these things started. Excited?
Go again. Yeah. It's good to be back here. Have a little meeting with everybody, kind of get everybody's minds in the right places, and start it over again. And we're dealing with you every day. Kind of start from the beginning and start from the basics and go from there.
How about you? You look a little skinny.
Thank you, I guess. I'm working hard, trying to stay in shape, and been here for a lot of time, and just ready to go.
Is your routine changed the last several years as you've gotten a little older? Are you working harder?
Yeah, I feel like it. I feel like it. No, it's just trying to work a little smarter. Get in the gym, put my time in, but really, I think my focus is kind of more on basketball than actually strength and everything else. Just trying to be in here and get my rhythm and a little bit about being on the court.
How much of the way last season ended, you see all the moves being made, how much does that fuel you? Do you think about that in these summer workouts?
Absolutely. A huge amount. Honestly, we're at the verge of getting back to the finals. And we had every opportunity to do that. Hopefully we can build on that this year and get right back to that point.
Pop talked a lot about the defense maybe improving here going into this season. What makes that? Did anything need to change specifically?
I don't know if there's specifics. I think our all-around team focus is on being a defensive ball club. I think we've been that way in years past. I think the last couple of years, I think our focus has kind of been on our offense, trying to up our tempo and trying to be more of a scoring team. And we want to keep that, obviously. I think we've gotten to a point where we're real comfortable with what we do in that respect. But defensively, we're going to have to be better. They're bigger. They're more talented. All these teams are getting all kinds of different guys. But we need to be consistent in the fact that we can be a good defensive ball club and we can build on that.
Roll your eyes with the Lakers. Like when you see what LA does with White and Steve, do you say, go ahead and buy a title if you
put it's tough, man. It's a huge challenge. All stars that they've added to their squad. They've got to work just like us. They have to get used to those guys, but good for them, I guess.
Does it give you, you guys coming in here relatively all back together? You just kind of hit the ground. Running.
Yeah, we hope so. We hope we can use some of that experience from last year. Only had a half season last year. We worked with a bunch of guys together, and we make a heck of a run. So hopefully we can hit the ground running, and everybody, we can add a couple new guys here and ask a little more from the guys that have been here in the past and build on that and hopefully have an even better year than we did last year.
Tell me about Kawhi Leonard and how important he is to maybe the growth of this team in this season.
Yeah,
what's his upside?
He's had an excellent summer. He's watched NBA all summer. He's improved himself as a player. He's a lot more confident from what I've seen. I'm out here just playing pickup with him. He had a great summer playing with the USA team and in summer league. So we expect more from him. We'll see what he brings to the table. We'll see what load he's ready to carry. And hopefully that's one of the guys that will give us a better upside.
Tim, the secret to this team's success for so long has been what?
Consistency. It always has been. We've always tried to be night in and night out, play in and play out, the most consistent basketball team on the floor. Pop puts together a game plan, Pop puts together what we need to do on any given night, and try to stick to that as best possible.
You take every team's best shot. They all measure against you. Does it help that big three of this team are also the most competitive on this team?
Absolutely. I think we set the bar. And someone like Manu and Tony and myself who are out here, and I think we all hate losing. We all hate coming on here and feel like we wasted our time, so we want to put it on the floor and do the best that we can. Guys learn from that, guys see that, and guys feed off of it.
Talked about with Coach Pop, maybe the next Olympic coach. Would you be a guy that would
want to
campaign for that?
Absolutely. He definitely deserves it. I know he'd love the opportunity. Being an assistant coach when we were there, I know he enjoyed the experience, and I know he put his all into it.
That'd be enough to get you back on the team, right?
Absolutely. Of course. I think my advice are way past time.
Can you just talk about the West a little bit, just the West racing, and talk about the Lakers?
But yeah, everybody's improved. Obviously, we've got Oklahoma City, a young team that's basically stayed the same, but incredibly talented. The Lakers, with the additions that they've made, we've got teams that are just getting better left and right. We hope that we are right in the mix. And as I said, we put ourselves in a great position last year. Right at the verge of kind of getting back to the finals, and we hope we can do that again.
Can you kind of talk about the process of your re-signing this summer? I mean, was there ever a doubt that it was going to be here? I mean, did you even entertain a phone call from anybody?
Not
really good leverage. I mean,
no, it wasn't. It was awful negotiation. They just mad at me the whole time. I'm not going anywhere. Obviously, I've been here for so long, and this is home for me. And I hope we can get it done. And I sat down with Pop and said, "You want to get it done?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "All right, let's go." And we left. So it was pretty easy.
I was the idiot last year at this time who said, "Hey, is this going to be your last year?" And he kind of looked at me like, seriously, let me just at least finish the season.
Yeah, yeah.
But I guess, was there ever during the season, did you ever think, you know what, after this long, why come back?
I was so healthy and I felt so good last year. No, it wasn't really a thought. And I hope to have another year like that and have another 3 years like that. And I hope to even question it after that. I doubt that part of it. But I hope that I feel that good at the end of this contract. The way I felt and the way I was getting up and down, the way I was moving, I had to play a couple more.
Did you watch any of your teammates in the Olympics over the summer? Manu and Tony and all those guys?
I can't say I did.
Did you at least see pictures of Tony in his glasses?
I did. I have seen that.
What did you think about that?
I was disappointed with his choice. Honestly, I was thinking more Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Kurt Rambis style, something like that. Maybe even the Horace Grant with the colors. Was it Horace Grant? It was Horace Grant. Yeah. Disappointed with his choice, honestly. I think he went more chic, and I think he was going more for looks than anything else. I thought he could do a lot more with it. We'll work on him, though.
There you go.
We'll see what he wears when he comes out.
A bar fight, though, kind of ups your guys' street cred.
That's what summer's all about. We're trying to get street cred. That's what it's all about. That's what this team's all about. We had a lot of things go on that I think we really got our street cred, and that's top of the list.
I blame Jack.
Yeah, Jack, a couple albums out, a couple, he helps us.